Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. Authorities in Georgia have scheduled the first execution of 2020. Jimmy Metters is scheduled to die by lethal injection on January 16th. Metters was convicted of murder and other charges in the 1987 shooting death of Don Anderson at a convenience store in coastal Glynn County. Metters does not deny the robbery, but says another man pulled the trigger. His lawyers are expected to continue fighting this sentence. Georgia's new voting machines are arriving in some of the state's largest counties. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on one delivery to DeKalb County.
This is the first truck full of equipment for nearly 3,000 ballot marking devices that DeKalb will use in the 2020 elections. Secretary of State Raffensperger was there and says in addition to DeKalb, Cobb County is almost fully equipped, plus
Fulton County will be getting theirs first of next week. Gwinnett will be following that up. So that represents 34% of all the voting equipment for the entire state of Georgia.
In all, 32 of 159 counties have received the majority of their machines, and every county has at least some equipment to test and train poll workers for several months. Raffensperger says the full rollout should be complete by the first week in February. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in DeKalb County.
Researchers have spotted a second right whale calf off the Georgia coast. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration announced the sighting on Twitter. The critically endangered whales come to the waters off Georgia and Florida every winter to have their calves. During that time, survey teams fly over the area looking for new baby whales. The mother whale is 34 years old. This is her seventh documented calf. A team spotted the season's first right whale calf off Sapelo Island earlier this month. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.